Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of Galatians chapter 1, we were talking about the importance of the members of the church to take part in the work of the church. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The idea is here of labor needed for others, for both individuals and the body of the local church. Now, in Acts chapter 6, they ordained deacons. Why? Because they needed to take care of the daily ministration. And the apostles, who were acting as the pastors of that early church in Jerusalem, rather than to forsake the study and the labor and the word of God and prayer to go and serve tables, they set this up, and the deacons overlooked this as they made sure that it was fair across the board. Now, it's not just limited to that. This is a service for others. We have a bus ministry, and recently in our bus ministry, we had some small children whose father met a very tragic death and in a robbery of their house. And oh, what a terrible thing. But you know what? If those children aren't in church, somebody didn't go by and knock on their doors and seeking boys and girls to bring to church, they have no comforter. So it might be that. It might be 2 and 3 year olds. You've got classes for 2 and 3 year olds. And you know, there are people say, what can I teach a 2 or 3 year old? You know, let me teach adults. Let me teach teenagers. Let me teach a elementary class, but not 2 and 3 year olds. And yet, you're sometimes one of the first ones to teach them about God. He made everything. God is good. God is everlasting. God loves you. And so you can introduce them to the very basic concepts of God. But again, understand there are areas that are of need that are there. And sometimes we're expecting one person to do it all. Now, we've got to learn that the church is not built on entertainment, recreation, programs, methods. I'm alarmed at how many churches actually do that, that they spend multitudes of dollars for methods and training in how to do certain things that the Bible tells us how to do. Now, you're not going to get crowns that have eternal value for depending on the flesh to accomplish the work of God. Because that's not God's view of church. His church is not built on fleshly power and worldly wisdom, but rather it's built on preaching the gospel and teaching the word of God in the power of his Holy Spirit and fulfilling of the Great Commission. Now, that doesn't have as many hoorays and all of that from the world, but it is God's way. And it might be just some church that has 50 people in it, but they're saved people and they've been taught and they're growing in the grace and knowledge of God. There might be more people in that church of 50 than there's a church of 5,000 that are actually saved or will not be, or have more people to be more than just saved so as by fire. So we need to understand that. Now, hopefully, you can know more of the word and how to serve and to witness as a result of the teaching and the preaching of the word. And so that's why preachers and teachers were given to the church to equip you for the work of ministry, but not just that, for the building up, that is the edifying of the body of the church, which is what the word edifying means. It's to build up. So you're equipped. Then you minister together, as 1 Corinthians 3:9 says that we are laborers together with God. And then the body is built up. That is, it's built in and strengthened in the Word of God in right doctrine, that it might be a strong and true witness in this world. Have you noticed, as I have noticed, that if you go out and look at the church today and the world today, in our country, here in the United States, you have education for about 20 or 30 years been trying to tell people that morals are relative and that really it's not immoral to be involved in sodomy, or that is homosexuality, as they call it. Sodomy, as the Bible calls it. And so they say that's fine, you know, marriage of sodomites and things like that, that's great in their eyes. They think premarital, extramarital sex, there's nothing wrong with that. And on you could go. They believe that the village raises the child instead of the home that God. So what they teach goes against what God believes and what God has said and what God has laid out. That's them. That's the way they stand. And you got to understand that's the way they are. But you've had education and the media on one side pushing that. And so it's not only into the schools, but boy, it's also in your television. You bring it into your own home and so many other ways of entertainment. And the internet now, it's just, they're flooded with it. So then you got that on one hand, and then you got the political world on the other hand that was right there being taught these things, and now they're trying to enforce these things. Then right in between that, you've got so many churches that are just, for lack of a better way of saying it, are secular progressives. They're trying everything they can of the world's sound, the world's talk, the world's language, to try to build their churches. And I don't doubt that some of them are really concerned about souls. But they're laying on the flesh, and all they're doing is promoting the world philosophy. They just don't know it because they lack the capacity to understand that. And to me, as a pastor, that's frustrating when I see people lack the capacity and they name the name of Christ to understand. But that's the way it is. Now, these three steps that we've just shared with you about the perfecting, the equipping, the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the church, those three steps, we could put it as eat, exercise, and empowered by the Spirit to stand. And we need that, because if we don't get that, then verse 14 says of Ephesians chapter 4 there, he's saying, then that henceforth, be no more children, because you were built up, you see, as it said in verse 13. No more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Every new thing that comes out, the church is going to try it. Every new idea comes out, they're going to try it. You see, they're secular progressives, because this is something that appeals to the secular end and not the spirit of man. So that's what they do. And so they have gone the direction of Balaam. And so, it says there, they give in to every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. See, there are men that have deceived multitudes of churches. They've crept in unawares, as Jude 4 says, and they turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. So they got to call everybody a bunch of legalists in order to remove all standards. Just same thing that they're doing in the schools about homosexual marriage and things of that nature. See, they're removing the standards, removing the home. Well, they're doing that in the churches as well. Even some fundamental churches, let alone middle-of-the-road churches and others. So it says, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. And what a shame that that's the world in which we live today. And I say it's a shame because so many are going to be in hell as a result of that. Now, you see, you have a man of God, and this is what we're looking at here in our text. As we look at there, the Apostle Paul is a man of God that was taught by God, not by man. He was led of God. He received this of God. And so, a man of God does not allow men of position, money, or influence to intimidate them. Neither does a man of God allow media, the spirit of the age, what other churches are doing, control his message. Rather, he must be a watchman led by the Word of God as his authority and the Holy Spirit as his directing power. My friend, that's the way it is, and that's the way it must be. Now, as an apostle, he is writing this message from God. I want to think, as I pray and seek God, that he is leading me to teach and preach from his word what he wants you to know. But I'm not an apostle. I can give you truth that may be new to you, but the truth itself is not new. It's not new revelation. We don't have new revelation today, by the way. We have illumination. Things we may not have seen or understood before, we understand, but they were there already. We just didn't understand it. And then through a preacher teaching or preaching, you begin to be illumined. Now, in this portion, God wants these people to know that Paul did not receive what he was preaching from men. That is, he was not a denominational man that the denomination said, this is our doctrinal statement, and therefore you need to repeat this party line. He was not a preacher that instead of laboring in the Word and studying, getting himself, especially in the day in which we live, in which you and I and our pastors have access to so many books that they didn't have back then. But to think that we have this access, and what are they doing? They're allowing some pastor of a major church or some Christian college where they say, well, they're doing everything right there. I like the way they do it. So all their sermons, all of that stuff comes out because they did it at that big church. They did it at this college, and it gets sent out to them. And what are they doing? They're just simply repeating what those preachers or whoever did, and they're not seeking God on their own and paying the price to study and apply themselves that they might minister the word how God would have them to minister. Now, he says, neither was he taught it. And the word taught there comes from a Greek word which has the idea of teaching that shapes the will of the student. A college class has a professor who is teaching government, but he teaches it in such a way as to lead his students to learn a liberal line of thinking and approach to government. He taught law, but also, he gave specific application in the use of the law to even change the intent of the law. People do that in the Bible. God teaches us one thing, the Word, and they try to twist it around. You know, for example, judge not. How many of you heard somebody say, judge not?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.